Honestly, I'm kind of nervous and excited. I hate footing a bill like this, but I just ordered all of my equipment for a gym here at the house. Ooh, that's going to be brutal. It's like $1,000. Put it on the cart. Slap it. Because I want to... I just can't go to the gym. I got the Golf Country Club membership going on. And that was a total chaos. And they were charging me like more than my car payment. And it's something that if I use all the time, then I would be okay. But the gym equipment there is not... while it's new and they keep it... And I love the energy there. That's probably the only place I like working out. Because no one bothers you. It's mostly girls. But no one's talking to each other. You know, like I was telling my friend today that I hate going to the gym because like when you start getting in shape, all you have is everyone talking to you, like guys coming up to you, trying to talk to you. Hey, man. And I'm trying to avoid attention. I don't care about any of that. So I just went ahead and got me a cage. I got me weights. I already got a treadmill here. So I have no reason to go to the fucking gym. I'm excited. And I also got it because if my little chunk of butt decided to work out herself one day, it's like, you know what? I want to get in shape. She doesn't have to worry about going to the gym. Everything is here, right? I mean, everything's going to be here, so no excuses. She can do it. You can do it here at home, and no one has to wash her, you know, watch her or anything like that. Because you know how people can get conscientious of that? So, but anywho, that's what's going on in my life. But another thing I was seeing was the sadness of our new society here in the United States as far as the mass shootings that we are experiencing. Another one over in Louisville. And if I'm not mistaken, there is more mass shootings. Let me go ahead and read this. Yep, there have been more mass shootings than days in 2023. There have been 146 mass shootings so far this year in the United States of America. And it's crazy because it happens, you know, a lot of these things happen in schools. No place is unsafe. If you're in a public scenario, I mean, that's why in Florida, I think a big reason for that, they passed legislation where here in Florida, in which a person now can carry a concealed weapon without a license, without a permit. And while other people see it as, oh my God, you're letting the crazies go cray cray, I think it's the opposite effect. I think it's the people realizing there's more good people than bad. We have more heroes than villains in our society. And if we have the ability to arm everybody, then we're going to minimize that. And I don't, you know, as a person of color, I'm kind of skeptical about it because, you know, you never get the benefit of the doubt. That's whatever you want to talk to me about. Listen, a person of color shooting, I don't know. That's like a person of color, you know, going over a white girl's house, I don't know. You know, the cops are not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. That's for damn sure. I'm just saying, look, I come with a stigma, whether I like it or not. It's no different than being a guy, right? He's like, when I'm a guy, the stigma is I'm not a good dad. I'm not a good parent. I'm not available. And I understand it because most men are not that way. They're not built like I am. So, you know, you just got to deal with those realities. You got to be aware of those realities, right? But anyway, we have a law that was passed recently, and I think it's to combat that. And it's a sad reality. And many people obviously keep arguing, wanting to have some sort of limitations and lack of access of these weapons. But I don't think it's ever going to end. I mean, you're looking at the scenario here of arms going wild in the United States. And I just think when somebody wants to do something, they will figure out a way to get one. That's the sad reality of it. And how did this all come about? Well, I think that... It's interesting because I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in an urban environment, very poor, where there was no regard for human life. So how that translated was to a lot of random shootings over stupid shit. You get killed over shoes. You get killed over the way you looked at somebody because there was the depression or the lack of morale or wanting to live was not there. There was no regard for human life. So I think that when we're having that mindset now, translated to the whole landscape of America, now when these individuals, even though they're not growing in the ghetto, they're growing in middle class America, but they're dealing with some circumstances that are making them feel as if, who gives a fuck about my life, man? I might as well go ahead and take the people out that bully me, that make fun of me, and do all these things and take it out on them because I don't feel life is worth living anymore. But on the way out, I'm going to go ahead and shoot some people. And it's sad because now it's going into school shootings. And it's a really crazy time to live in. I mean, for me, it's crazy how life has turned around from just a normal world to now we don't know what to identify a woman as, where we have woke culture, where everyone is so sensitive about everything you say. And now to having mass shootings and I mean, even think this thing, there's this other article I read from somebody, or video, I should say, that was given to me about the Generation Zers are not wanting to work. They don't want to put in effort. They're lazy, basically. And now you're having the labor force of my generation, Generation X and older, having opportunities to work because the younger generations don't care about working. Their criteria of them finding a job and working at a job is totally different than what I have. Right, like we care about whether it pays good, has good benefits. They're more socially, culturally aware of the environment that you're producing in whatever job you're in. So it's a sad change to see, and I don't know what to make of it. It's one of those where you just roll the punches, right? I mean, that's the way I do it anyway, because there's nothing you can do. Like for me, am I afraid that my daughter could be in a school shooting? Absolutely. But there's nothing I could do about it. I mean, unless I'm going to play cop and be in the building, there's nothing I could do about it. Will I like someone to do something about it? Absolutely. But I don't think the world of guns is going to go away in the United States. It's a trade-off because the amendment, the Second Amendment, we're doing this so that we don't ever have to worry about government. And, you know, if you have a socialist society like China and other worlds that they have utter control over the mass population. In the United States, you don't have that. They do it in different ways, of course. They do it through misinformation and creating divide and conquer tactics through politics. But, you know, as far as the gun, they're not taking that away. And I feel that I understand the people that are in the crosshairs of all this, that have personally experienced this, there's too many powers that are in control of that narrative of guns staying the status quo. That's like, you know, when we talk about our human society, it was a great analogy that I saw in this clip, and it was talking about how in a 5-on-5 basketball game, if you are giving the winning team $10,000, there's somebody on either side of that game that is going to cheat, that is going to push the boundaries, that is going to do whatever it takes that is unethical to get an edge and to win that money. And he was saying, well, imagine that on the power scale. And I'm thinking about that. I was like, that makes sense to me, because those people that are in power, it's only so much pussy they can have. There's only so much. The stuff that gets us excited about life is nowhere near what, you know, they create chaos. They're fucking little fingers out there. They're just creating chaos because that's how they get off on, right? They get off on that greed and that power, but on a different level, on a different exponent than the exponent that me and you are living in. So that's what the world that we live in is. So I think we're going back to the whole gun debate. It's something that the powers that be are going to keep it as is. People are too connected. I don't feel it's going to go away. It's going to be blamed on everybody but the regulations of guns. I'm all for that. I think the way you counter it, I think the solution you counter it is you arm more people. You have people be more armed, because then it causes, you know, I should be armed. I'm a good guy. I should be armed. So when I see something happening, boom. Hopefully that doesn't happen, because the hope is that you live in a nice area where there's no worry about that, but there's no guarantee in this day and age. And that's the sad thing about it. You know, like I had another friend, we're at lunch, and they ended up stepping out. And they had a situation where there was a fake gunshot at the school, but it was a fake alarm. This person went ahead and got out of lunch and just fucking beelined over to the school. I get it. You know, that's the world we live in. We don't have to know more about fights, know more about any other stuff going on, hurricanes. It's now is teaching these kids drills or on when there's a shooting, what's going on. It's a sad, sad time. For me, anyway, for the kids, it's their norm. Remember, these kids don't know a life without technology. They don't know a life that doesn't involve school shootings. They don't know that. So for them, it's their norm. And it's a sad thing to say. Because now it's not a scenario where you have to worry about in the poverty areas, right? Lower class, lower poverty areas, right? And I think I was hearing somebody talk about this, and it made sense to me how we should have, like, in the ghetto schools, they have gun, you know, metal detectors at the entries. And but if you notice any of these shootings that you see out there, they're not happening at the black schools because they've put all that stuff out. They created metal detectors. They wave locker rooms. You know, they have sniffing dogs in those areas. And I hate to sound like that, but I think it comes down to if we're trying to fix that problem of school shootings and you're living in a state that's very pro, then you have to push for added security, added police workforce in the schools, and add metal detectors on top of creating the school like a little prison. I saw that in my daughter's elementary school. They ended up building metal fences and shit, like, you know, just so that the regular population just can't come in. And I'm just frowning a couple years ago when I saw that, and I said, well, that's the times we live in. You know, we don't have communities anymore that care. They care for the other kids, you know, children. They're always, that's the thing about our society now. It's a very individualistic mindset. I mean, look at all these kids going into these schools that these parents are not teaching at home. And they're just treating school like a daycare center. I don't care what's going on. It's not my fault. Whatever happens in school is your teacher. You, Mr. Teacher, Mrs. Teacher, it's your fault. How crazy is that? That's the mindset that a lot of parents have. And, you know, all I can do here is just sit back and with a popcorn and be saddened about it and hope my daughter makes it. You know, just have my daughter around as many positive and good people and good experiences as possible. Because that's the only way. That's not the only way, but obviously eradicating all these things. But I just feel that we have to really go all in on these shootings, because again, when we're having more shootings, 146 mass shootings, and we have days in the year, that lets you know the culture in the United States altogether. That's gone from like once a year now to it's happening a lot more, and it's not going to stop. I don't feel it's going to stop, because these kids are understanding that fuck it, I'm going to go out like a martyr. My life sucks anyway, but I'm going to. What they're doing, these kids are doing these mass shootings, they're trying to give hope to that next depressed kid that's in your school. And when that depressed kid at the other school sees this one doing the mass shooting, and then all the details come out, and they're saying that all this bullying happened, I didn't fit in, they weren't making me feel special or wanted, guess what that other kid at the other school is going to do? That's worse than rap music. That's somebody that looks at that martyr and says, I understand that pain. Man, I get it. Like, I want to be talked about like that because my life is not worth being talked about. And the cycle continues. And if we stop talking about it, if we stop reporting on it, like, not give details. I mean, we just say, hey, another mass shooting at the school, so-and-so, we're dead. We'll get details, right? We don't want to know because, but it's weird because the parents do deserve to know, but as a society, promoting this violence is not helping because it's promoting it to other kids. And that's the problem that we're not understanding. So to combat that, we got to have more people with guns. We got to have all schools built in a way where a kid just can't walk in and go with the AR and shoot up the school, you know, the doors and shit. And there's got to be things in place where we can shut down very quickly. And I feel that We wanted to eradicate guns altogether, but the problem is, guys, the bad guys are still going to have access to guns. It's no different than guns. It's no different than alcohol. If we were to go back to Prohibition days, there's going to be people that are going to provide access to guns and are going to make a ton of money because that's the black market, just like the drug market. That's why I'm big on legalizing and taxing stuff, because then you're able to monitor it. Then the black market is not there anymore. It could be there, but being able to have it out in the open allows us to tackle the problem head on instead of it being in the shadows, because the reality is we're not going to stop these shootings. There's a lot of kids out there that are sad, that are not being loved at home. And I tell that to my daughter all the time when she's dealing with these bullies and people making fun of her. I let her know, hey, you know, these kids don't have mom and dad saying I love you. They don't have the love. They don't have the support. They don't have the experiences that you have. So when they go to school, that anger and that depression, they're taking it out on others. Hurt people hurt people. And what happens when some kids don't have the courage to stand up for themselves and they become the punching bag and they take it over and over and over and no one sticks up for them. No one stands up to them for them because they're not able to do it themselves. And then all of a sudden, they break. And all of a sudden, they're able to find a gun. And then all of a sudden, they go out to school and they shoot up everybody because they're just so fed up with going to school and being bullied every fucking day and not having any purpose of living in life. It's sad, but that's the reality we live in. And until we accept that reality that we have more school shootings than days in 2023, and we're going to sit here and battle about banning guns or not. No, we're not going to ban guns. Let's create these schools like armored fortresses. It's going to cost more money. I get it. But that's what has to be done. And if that means, you know, $100 or $500 more in property taxes or my sales tax going up from 6 to 7 or 8%, that's what it is. Because I'd rather protect the kids. And it sucks, but they don't know any better. They don't know how it was back in my day. So let's not complain about how it is back in my day. They don't know that. They never lived. They lived through fucking COVID. They're living through mass shootings. They're living through now where, you know, don't say gay. You know, people are finding out if you're gay or bisexual, and that's the talk. It's fucking nuts. So to try to compare our experiences to our kids is not going to happen. We can't change back the clock. All we can do is, how do we tackle the problem going forward? And I feel that if we look at the recipe, as I hate to say it like that, but in the ghetto neighborhoods, in the poor areas where people go to school, they have metal detectors at schools. They have metal wands at schools. They make sure that when you walk into that school, you don't have nothing funny in your book bag. Even some schools have x-ray machines. That's how it goes, man. And it's not saying that you know, all our kids are bad, but wouldn't you rather have that and not worry about your kid having to go into a shooting massacre? You know, I could lament about how the kids don't have that freedom and going into school. I get that. But it's just not that way anymore. So we can't sit here and worry about the good old days. They're gone. Why you hit me always, 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 always out of the blue?